Australia's most well-known and loved wildlife ranger.
Hi, it's Stacey here from Totally Wild.
Ranger Stacey has been on our tallies for nearly 30 years doing some totally cool stuff on Totally Wild.
Are you ready for another Totally Wild day?
You might remember her too from Celebrity Big Brother, Wombat, Rove Live and Agro's Cartoon Connection. Go Totally Wild for Ranger Stacey. She joins Clippo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now on Hits.
This is a big one for me. For Memory Monday, Ranger Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. What a great introduction.
Well, not as great as Ranger Stacey is in our minds.
It.
We grew up with you, Ranger Stacey, because you have been on Totally Wild since its inception back in 1992.
That is exactly right. I can't believe where have those years gone? A lot has happened in that time, a lot of great things, and it's still going Totally Wild, which is fantastic.
How many people recognise you as Ranger Stacey? Because I actually, in doing my research for this, I learnt your name is Stacey Thompson.
It is, but no one knows that.
No, you're Ranger Stacey. So do you get stopped in the street all the time? People are like, oh my God, it's Ranger Stacey.
Always. I mean, I should have actually officially changed my name. My first name could have been Ranger.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just great. It's just become a brand, I guess. And it is just something that, you know, like you guys, obviously you're a lot, you know, a bit younger than me. So I imagine you would have grown up watching Totally Wild, and obviously I've been there since day one. So, you know, a lot of people have great memories of coming home from school and Totally Wild, you know, the theme song playing and all the presenters that have been on the show since, you know, we started 28 years ago.
I've actually got the original theme song here.
Oh.
This is the theme that I grew up with.
Yes!
Oh,
that was the best. It was so great, though, Stacey. Back in the day, like, I used to watch it literally every day. I loved it. But I thought that everyone on the show had to be a ranger because you were Ranger Stacey. So any other host would be like, you know, Ranger Josh or Ranger whatever. And it wasn't the case because you were actually a ranger.
That's how, I mean, I never planned to get into do television. Like, you know, I went from school to university to study to, you know, study wildlife and the environment. Then I worked as a National Parks and Wildlife Ranger in Queensland. And then the TV thing just kind of crept into my life. You know, I just started doing a little bit of TV, a Channel 7 on a show called Wombat. And then I got into Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Yeah.
And then obviously Totally Wild started from scratch in 1992. So myself and Ranger Tim, he was the other ranger.
Mm.
So him and I started on Totally Wild with one other kind of normal presenter.
Civilian.
Yeah, civilian. That's the word. Yeah, just a girl called Trudy. And and that's how it all began. And, you know, we've had some amazing people come through. And I think a lot of the other presenters who may not have had much to do with wildlife, you know, have certainly learnt a lot, you know, in their time and been thrown in the deep end a lot as well, you know, with feeding crocodiles and cuddling koalas and doing all sorts of stuff.
I'm so glad you mentioned your Agro's Cartoon Connection days there. I have amazing memories of Agro having, I guess, a bit of a crush on you.
Mm,
and it was always evident whenever you were away, another ranger used to come and fill in a guy. Was that, it may have been
that
Ranger
must have been
Tim.
Ranger Tim.
I think it was Ranger Tim. And I remember Agro hating on him because he wasn't you.
Yeah.
That, again, is such a special part of all of our lives to actually appear regularly. I mean, alongside a puppet,
the
bath mat that we love. And you would have got a really great behind-the-scenes look at that because you would have actually seen Jamie Dunn, the very famous puppeteer.
Oh, he was down there next to my legs. He was right there.
No skirts on that show.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did used to, but, you know, I used to have good undies.
So was he just crouched under a desk and you would have
to... Yeah, like there was the box. There was the box where Agro, and there'd be a hole in the middle where he'd poke his hand up where the puppet would be. So Jamie was like huddled underneath this dark box, and he'd have a little television monitor down there so he could actually see what was going on. And that's how it used to happen. And we used to film that every Saturday up at the Channel 7 studios. And I'd bring all of my animals, you know, for a week's worth of shows. So I'd have, you know, five different animals or, you know, insects or centipedes or whatever. And I remember one time I had because I was still a ranger back then, so I had my National Parks van and I'd been to a local wildlife sanctuary to pick up my animals. So I had, you know, a snake in a bag on the front seat. I had a dingo in the back, like in the back of the van. And I remember I was driving up Mancuther to the TV station and the dingo just started like biting the rubber that was around the windows and like just ripping it apart, and I couldn't pull over, and it was just all happening. And another time the snake like got its little nose and undid, like wiggled out of the knot, and it got out of the bag. It was only a python, so it wasn't venomous.
It was only a python.
Oh, it was terrible.
Did you ever have an animal try to attack Aggro, like have a go at Aggro? Because he would look like just a play plush toy to like a fox or something, or a dingo.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of animals would, there's always a lot of wee, you know.
A lot of wee.
Yeah. I remember having parrots that would like to peck his nose, his nice big red nose. And of course, if he did get too cheeky with me, I'd just put the snake down the hole, because Jamie Dunn was terrified of snakes.
Oh, wow.
We had a lot of fun. So much fun.
And also the good thing was, you know, we had a live studio audience as well. So, you know, in the breaks, the audience would get to see all of these shenanigans going on. So it was lots of fun. Yeah.
Stacey, educating children about the world around them, there's so much wildlife and nature and all that sort of stuff in Australia. It's a really important job you have had for so many years. I hope you're really, really proud of your body of work.
Thank you.
You've made an impact.
Yeah, no, I feel like I probably didn't realise it, because I've just, you know, loved what I've done the whole time. And that's why I think I've been on Totally Wild for so long, because even a lot of people where I go to film, you know, like whether it be, you know, a vet surgery or a wildlife sanctuary, a lot of people would say, you know, I did this because I used to love watching Totally Wild and I wanted to kind of be like you. So it was
really
good.
Cool.
Well, Ranger Stacey, it's been fantastic. The show's been on air for 28 years. You are the original
and
host.
Still
of it.
Going strong.
And still going strong from all the way back in the days.
Gives me goosebumps.
It's so good.
Ranger Stacey Thompson, thank you for joining us for Memory Monday.
Thank you. Drop the Thompson. Just keep the Ranger Stacey.
Ranger Stacey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Lovely to chat. The Hit Breakfast Show.